2022 primary, Orange County's certified June election results. 35% of Orange County voters participated in the June primary election, according to the State Registrar of Voters, who certified Orange County's election results June 25. Of those who voted, 88.6% did so by mail, while 11.4% cast a ballot in person at one of the county's 181 voting centers. This election received 636,497 ballots, 0.2% higher than the 2018 primary election's 635,224 and 87% higher than the 340,187 in 2014. The county certified the results June 25 ahead of the July 7 deadline after completing two audits. The first audit compares hand-counted results to the results of the county's voting system, while the second audit, which utilized state-approved auditing software, achieved a 95% confidence rate in the election's outcome, according to the registrar. An accuracy testing of the county's voting system equipment was also conducted last week, according to Registrar Bob Page. "This was the first Orange County election I have administered as Registrar of Voters, and I could not be more pleased with the level of focus, accuracy, and integrity that my team demonstrated," Page said. "We worked diligently to serve the voters of Orange County, providing them with equal access to the election process, protecting the integrity of their votes, and maintaining a transparent, accurate, and fair elections process." Below are the certified results of Orange County's elections. U.S. Representative, 38th District. Democrat Linda T. Sanchez, with 49.5% of the vote, will face off in the November general election against Republican Eric J. Ching, who had 36.7% of the vote. The district includes a portion of Los Angeles and Orange counties, including the whole cities of Norwalk, Diamond Bar, Walnut, Montebello, Whittier, La Habra, La Habra Heights, La Mirada, Santa Fe Springs, and Pico Rivera, and portions of Downey, Pomona, and Industry. 40th District. Democrat Asif Mahmood, who received 41% of the vote, will run in November against incumbent Republican Young Kim, who received 33.7% of the vote. The district includes portions of Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties, including the whole cities of Aliso Viejo, Lake Forest, Mission Viejo, Rancho Santa Margarita, Tustin, and Villa Park, and portions of the cities of Anaheim, Brea, Chino Hills, Corona, Laguna Hills, Laguna Woods, Orange, and Yorba Linda. 45th District. Republican Michelle Steele, with 49% of the vote, will go head-to-head with Democratic challenger J.F. Chen, who had 40% of the vote. The district includes portions of Los Angeles and Orange counties, including the whole cities of Artesia, Buena Park, Cerritos, Cypress, Fountain Valley, Hawaiian Gardens, La Palma, Los Alamitos, Placentia, and Westminster, and portions of the cities of Brea, Fullerton, Garden Grove, Lakewood, and Yorba Linda. 46th District. Democrat Lou Correa, with 49.1% of the vote, will face Republican Christopher J. Gonzalez with 15.5% of the vote in November. The district includes a portion of Orange County, including the whole cities of Santa Ana and Stanton, and portions of Anaheim, Fullerton, Garden Grove, and Orange. 47th District. Democrat Katie Porter took 51.7% of the vote in the primary and will now face off with Republican Scott Baugh, who received 30.8% of the vote. The district includes a portion of Orange County, including the whole cities of Costa Mesa, Huntington Beach, Irvine, Newport Beach, and Seal Beach, and portions of Laguna Beach, Laguna Hills, and Laguna Woods. 49th District. Mike Levin, a Democrat, received 42.6% of the vote during the June 7 primary and will face Brian Marriott, who got 17.76%, in November. Marriott narrowly beat out fellow Republican Lisa Bartlett by 0.01%. The district includes portions of Orange and San Diego counties, including the whole cities of Carlsbad, Dana Point, Del Mar, Encinitas, Laguna Niguel, Oceanside, San Clemente, San Juan Capistrano, Solana Beach and Vista, and a portion of Laguna Beach. California Senate. 30th District. Republican Mitch Clemens with 51% of the vote will be challenged in November by Democrat Bob Archuleta, who received 28.9%. The district includes the whole cities of Bellflower, Diamond Bar, Downey, Industry, La Habra Heights, La Mirada, La Puente, Montebello, Norwalk, Pico Rivera, Santa Fe Springs, Walnut, and Whittier, and portions of the cities of Brea, Placentia, and West Covina. 32nd District. Republican Kelly Sayarto, with 69% of the primary vote, will go head-to-head with Brian Nash, a Democrat, who received 30.9%. The district includes the whole cities of Canyon Lake, Chino Hills, Lake Elsinore, Murrieta, Norco, Temecula, and Wildomar, portions of the cities of Brea, Corona, Menifee, Riverside, and Yorba Linda. 34th District. Democrat Tom Umberg received 58.4% of the vote and will run in November against Republican Rhonda Shader, who received 41.5% of the vote. The district includes the whole city of La Habra and portions of the cities of Anaheim, Buena Park, Fullerton, Garden Grove, Orange, Placentia, and Santa Ana. 36th District. Republican Janet Nguyen won 57.3% of the vote and will meet Kim Carr, a Democrat, and a current Huntington Beach City Councilwoman, in the general election. Carr received 42.7% of the vote. The district includes the whole cities of Artesia, Cerritos, Cypress, Dana Point, Fountain Valley, Hawaiian Gardens, Huntington Beach, Laguna Beach, La Palma, Los Alamitos, Newport Beach, San Clemente, Seal Beach, Stanton, and Westminster, and portions of the cities of Buena Park and Garden Grove. 38th District. Republican Matt Gunderson, who received 54.7% of the vote, will go head-to-head against Catherine Blakespear, a Democrat, who received 31.9% of the vote. A second Democrat, Joe Kerr, ran in the primary and received 13.3% of the vote. The district includes the whole cities of Carlsbad, Del Mar, Encinitas, Laguna Hills, Mission Viejo, Oceanside, Rancho Santa Margarita, San Juan Capistrano, Solana Beach, and Vista, and portions of the city of San Diego. California Assembly. 59th District. Republican Philip Chin has won 99.1% of the vote, followed by write-in candidate Leon Q. Sit earning 0.78%. The district includes the whole cities of Chino Hills, Brea, Placentia, Yorba Linda, and Villa Park, as well as portions of the cities of Anaheim, Fullerton, Orange, and Chino. 64th District. Republican Raul Ortiz Jr. with 43.2% of the vote will face off in November against Rose Espinoza, a Democrat, who received 21.5% of the vote. The district includes the whole cities of Santa Fe Springs, Bell Gardens, Downey, La Mirada, Bell, Norwalk, Cudahy, and La Habra. 67th District. Democrat Sharon Quirk Silva, with 48.1% of the vote, will run in November against Republican Su Yu, who received 38.7%. The district includes the whole cities of Cerritos, La Palma, Hawaiian Gardens, Artesia, Buena Park, and Cypress, as well as portions of the cities of Fullerton and Anaheim. 68th District. Avelino Valencia, a Democrat and current Anaheim City Councilman, received 48.2% of the vote. He will face off in November against Republican Mike Tardif, who received 23.5% of the vote. The district includes portions of the cities of Santa Ana, Orange, and Anaheim. 70th District. Deidre Thursday Nguyen, a Democrat with 39.7% of the vote, will run in November against Tri Ta, a Republican, with 21.2% of the vote. The district includes the whole cities of Westminster, Stanton, Los Alamitos, Fountain Valley, and Garden Grove, as well as portions of the cities of Seal Beach, Santa Ana, and Huntington Beach. 71st District. Matt Ron received 51.8% of the vote, with Kate Sanchez at 48.1%. The two Republicans will be on the ballot again in November. The district includes the whole cities of Wildomar, Murrieta, Mission Viejo, Rancho Santa Margarita, and Temecula. 72nd District. Judy Mancuso, a Democrat, and Republican Diane Dixon are in a tight race in the primary with 43.3% and 42.6%, respectively, and both will advance to the general election. The district includes the whole cities of Laguna Hills, Aliso Viejo, Newport Beach, Laguna Woods, Laguna Beach, and Lake Forest, as well as portions of the cities of Seal Beach and Huntington Beach. 73rd District. Democrat Cotty Petrie Norris will face Republican Stephen Choi in the November general election, with 56.2% and 43.7% votes in the primary respectively. The district includes the whole cities of Costa Mesa and Irvine, as well as portions of the city of Tustin. 74th District. Lori Davis, a Republican, has a comfortable lead over Democrat Chris Duncan, with 57.9% votes compared to Duncan's 42%. The two will meet again in the November election. The district includes the whole cities of Laguna Niguel, Dana Point, Oceanside, San Juan Capistrano, Vista, and San Clemente and issues related to the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base. Education. Orange County Superintendent of Schools. Incumbent Al Mahares won 54.8% of the vote to challenger Stephen Beans 45.1%. This race is decided by the primary. There is no advancement to the general election. Orange County Board of Education Trustee. Incumbent Mari Bark retained her seat with 58.7% of the vote over challengers Martha Fleur, with 31.9%, and Christopher R. Gagnier, with 9.2%. This race is decided in the primary. Orange County Board of Education Trustee. Tim Shaw won back his seat on the Education Board with 49.9% of the vote, compared to the next highest vote-getter, Paulette Chafee, who received 33.3% of the vote. Orange County Board of Education Trustee. Incumbent Lisa Sparks retained her seat after beating challenger Shireen Smith by a vote of 64.7% to 35.2%. Orange County Supervisor. Orange County Supervisor 2nd District. Vicente Sarmiento continues to lead in this race with 35% of the votes, compared to Kim Nguyen at 22.2%. The top two vote-getters will face off in November. Orange County Supervisor 4th District. In a close race, Sunny Park has 35.8% of the vote, compared to incumbent Doug Chafee with 32.4% and Stephen Vargas with 31.7%. Orange County Supervisor 5th District. Katrina Foley and Patricia Bates appear to be headed to a runoff in November with 41.7% and 22.1% of the vote respectively. Other Orange County offices. Assessor. Claude Parrish, incumbent, will retain his seat with 70.8% of the vote. Competitors Richard Foster earned 25% and Larry Bales brought in 4.11% of the vote. Auditor Controller. Andrew N. Hamilton, with no competitors, was elected with 443,254 votes. Clerk Recorder. Incumbent Hugh Nguyen will also retain his seat, winning 84.5% of the vote, over challengers Sandy Kimball and Steve Rocco with 8.1% and 7.3% votes respectively. District Attorney. Incumbent Todd Spitzer has retained his position as Orange County DA with 62.4% of the vote over second place challenger Pete Harden, who received 21.2% of the vote. Sheriff Coroner. With no competitors, incumbent Sheriff Don Barnes has been re-elected with 476,504. Treasurer Tax Collector. With no competitors, incumbent Sherry L. Fradenrich won re-election with 478,368. Ballot Measures. Huntington Beach Measure A. The measure barely missed the two-thirds approval it needed to pass, with 64.5% yes votes and 35.4% no votes. Newport Beach Measure B. A measure that would allow voters to elect the mayor of Newport Beach was defeated with 58.6% no votes compared to 41.3% yes votes. Westminster Measure C. This measure also was defeated with no votes at 59.9% and yes at 40%.